Lots of reaction today to last night's Commander-in-Chief Forum, in which the presidential candidates were asked about national security. Today, Donald Trump tweeted, "Rough night for Hillary Clinton," after she was pressed about her vote for the war in Iraq and her private email server. Although today, an old email from Colin Powell might change the game again. It seems to support some of her claims. For her part this morning, Clinton held her first actual press conference in months outside her campaign plane, bashing Donald Trump for trash-talking American generals when he said they were reduced to rubble.
"Last night was yet another test, and Donald Trump failed yet again. We saw more evidence that he is temperamentally unfit and totally unqualified to be commander-in-chief."
Rick Klein is political director at ABC News. He joins us from Washington, D.C. And Rick, first, your overall impression of both candidates appearing before a military audience in New York.
I think they're both glad they have a couple weeks until the first big debate. This is the Commander-in-Chief Forum, and there were big holes, I think, in both of their performances and in their rhetoric and their explanations. I think Hillary Clinton seemed defensive. I think Donald Trump seemed to talk himself into circles at times. So I think they're both going to use the most that they can out of debate prep to try to do better with a much larger audience that you'd anticipate in a few weeks.
Well, you say Hillary Clinton seemed defensive. Here's the Republican National Committee Chair, Reince Priebus. He tweeted that Clinton sounded angry and defensive the whole time. And then here she is defending her use of the private email server while she was Secretary of State.
"We have here is the use of an unclassified system by hundreds of people in our government to send information that was not marked. There were no headers. There was no statement, top secret, secret, or confidential. I communicated about classified material on a wholly separate system."
And Rick, take up the fact that we have the Colin Powell email released today. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee got the State Department to release Colin Powell's advice to Clinton about private emails. He'd previously said the Clinton campaign is trying to pin this on me and that she didn't ask his advice for a year after she'd been using her server. The new release shows it was actually in her first days in office she'd asked his advice. And what he'd seemed to indicate was, you know, words like try to skirt things that collect data. Your thoughts on how this is playing out?
Well, I think it backs up what Hillary Clinton has said, that she did seek advice from Colin Powell. This email seems to bear that out very directly. In terms of the substance of that advice, though, you have to wonder, and I think Republicans are posing this question, to say why is it that she's seeking advice like that in the first place? Why not just deal with the classification systems, the law that's there? They say it shows some kind of premeditation. But I think by and large, any day that people are talking about emails is not a winning day for Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. It is better than the alternative, because I do think this does back up the idea that there's some precedent for the arrangement she had, even though she went in directions that were wildly different than Colin Powell's.
And what about Donald Trump's allegations last night about what happened when he had an intelligence briefing? Let's listen.
"What I did learn is that our leadership, Barack Obama, did not follow what our experts and our truly, when they call it intelligence, it's there for a reason, what our experts said to do.
How?
And I was very, very surprised in almost every instance. And I could tell, I have pretty good with the body language, I could tell they were not happy."
Reclined security experts, including our own Jim Walsh, say this would have been impossible that those intelligence officers show any opinion of a sitting president.
At best, I think it's a misunderstanding of the intelligence briefings. At worst, I think it's a misconstruing or an explosive allegation. The idea that intelligence officers say, look, privately, I think we should be doing this, but he's doing that instead. I don't know that anyone really believes that to have been the case. So if that's the case, then I think maybe he misunderstood. When people are briefing him on intelligence, they're saying, this is what we know. You can infer your policy conclusions from that, but that's not their job. They don't play politics and they don't play policy. They follow the policy. So it's an extraordinary thing for any candidate to talk even in an oblique way about what happens in these intelligence briefings. But to say as directly, I could tell that what they were being told was not being followed by the president, is an explosive thing.
Well, Rick Klein, once again, people are trying to parse what Donald Trump meant, or, you know, was it the truth? And we also had his statements last night about how the U.S. should take the oil in Iraq. To the victor go the spoils. Some are calling that plunder. But a Trump surrogate, General Kellogg, was on CNN this morning saying, no, he doesn't mean that. He meant to simply protect the oil and surround it so it could be there for Iraq. Is this the pattern, the strategy, or a terrible mistake?
This does fit. I mean, her surrogates are better at explaining coherent policy than he is. That's happened time and again, and I think this is another example. I think his words were pretty clear, and you can only imagine what Hillary Clinton will say about them on that debate stage in a few weeks.
Well, but that he did mean take it.
That's right. That's the clear implication of what he said. And I think that is what he'll have to defend for himself on that debate stage. He won't have surrogates able to clean up his messes on TV.
Yeah. Well, the first debate Monday, September 26th at Hofstra University on Long Island. We will be watching. Rick Klein, political director at ABC News. Thank you.
Thank you.